A former detainee at Guantanamo is now a candidate in next month's parliamentary election. Here's NPR's Quil Lawrence.
Campaigning for next month's election is in full swing, but that's not what's bringing people into the streets these days in Kabul. Hundreds of mostly young women and men turned out for an anti-American rally recently, spurred by a traffic accident in which an American defense contractor's SUV crushed an Afghan car, killing six of the passengers inside, including two women and two children. Sohail, a 26-year-old student, says the rally is to condemn the American killing of civilians, as well as the U.S. support for what he calls the incompetent government of President Karzai. And he doesn't stop there, repeating a conspiracy theory that the U.S. is also supporting al-Qaeda. The crowd also condemned neighboring states Pakistan and Iran for interfering in Afghan affairs. The main organizer of the protest is a party that calls himself Ambastagi, or Solidarity, which does not back anyone in the upcoming election. But it's a current many politicians might like to harness. And there may be no candidate better positioned than Izzatullah Nusrat, a 42-year-old village elder from Sarobi, east of Kabul. I used to believe the Americans were good people, Nusrat says, but that was before American soldiers arrested him and his 80-year-old father in March of 2003 and sent them to Guantanamo.
But when they took me to the airplane, when they shaved my beard, I realized that Americans are the most cruel people in the world. And they're very stupid. Someone whose crime is not proved, so you destroy his whole life. And then in the world, you're claiming that you're a protector of the human rights, and you're doing such action, you know, with a human being.
Nusrat admits he did once work with Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, a former Mujahideen warlord who once enjoyed American support against the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. Nusrat says it's been years since he had any connection with the warlord, who is now leading a large insurgent faction. He made that denial hundreds of times during interrogations in Guantanamo, enduring, he says, solitary confinement and many other privations. After almost 5 years, American authorities declared that Nusrat was no longer a threat, and he and his father were released. Nusrat says his community here in Sarobi welcomed him like he had returned from the dead. But not everyone in this part of the country wishes him well. The Taliban have threatened many candidates as well as election workers. Sarobi is considered the most dangerous spot on the highway between Kabul and the eastern city of Jalalabad. And Nusrat did not want to be seen on the street with a foreigner. He sat for an interview in a small room by a gas station owned by his family, with a Kalashnikov leaning on the wall next to him. He says President Karzai is an American puppet, but he's slightly better than the return of the Taliban.
There are two ways. One is the Taliban way and one is the government. So I choose the government way. I think it is a better way of serving to the country.
It would be a stretch to say that Nusrat has much of a platform. He wants the Americans to leave, but not in such a way that the country falls into chaos. Mostly, he says, he wants an end to the fighting. He cites an Afghan proverb. Blood cannot be cleaned with blood, he says. He's in favor of negotiating with the Taliban. And if he wins election, his unique resume as a member of parliament and a former Guantanamo prisoner might just make him the sort of politician who can help those peace talks get started. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.